祷告的时候。
It has come to time for our afternoon prayer.
我们都是圣工人员。
And we are all holy workers.
我们在做圣工的时候，有时候心里会有一些矛盾、艰难。
And doing our holy work, that sometimes we may meet some obstacles or some struggles.
因为我们还活在世上。
Because we still live in this world.
我们还是有人的软弱。
And we still have this weakness of the flesh.
但是神的要求又是那么全然。
However, God has high standards for us.
啊，在这个神的要求跟我们的软弱当中，这就是我们要学习绝对顺服的这功课了。
And in the midst of God's request and in the midst of our weaknesses, we must understand this problem.
信仰也是一样。
That likewise is this faith.
世上有很多的引诱。
That in this world there are many temptations.
但是神国是完全圣洁的。
But the heavenly kingdom is for those who are holy.
所以我们赞美是说没有中间站的。
So that, as the hymn said, there is no middle point.
两军对立，没有说我站中间。
That if there are two countries struggling against each other, there is no one in the middle.
在征战的时候，如果你不是输了，就是赢了。
That in the battle, whether it is either you lose or you win.
那我们靠主一定会赢的。
And through relying on God, we can win.
那在赢的之前呢，一定有一个很大的牺牲。
And before becoming victorious, we must have this great sacrifice.
其实不是牺牲。
Actually, it's not really a sacrifice.
而是把我们垃圾把它舍弃而已。
But it is to throw away our trash.
就是我们要完全顺服。
That is to come in total submission.
把我们世上的我们认为最好的可能会放弃。
To depart from what we think is the best of in this world.
所谓的放弃就是把它交给主耶稣。
And what does it mean to throw away? It is to put it into the hands of God.
那我们坚效要用四个神的工人来看他们怎么来绝对顺服神。
And so we'd like to use the example of four characters in the Bible to learn about total submission.
这就是以赛亚、耶利米、以西结跟何西亚。
And that is Prophet Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Hosea.
他们四个人在侍奉的路上，神要他们放弃的是什么？
And in their ways of servitude, and what is it that God wants them to forsake?
在这四段圣经里面都是有共同的一个主题，就是工人跟他的妻子。
And in these four passages, there are similarities in that these are the relationship of the holy worker and their spouse.
以赛亚书八章第一节到第四节告诉我们。
In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 1 to verse 4, it tells us.
神叫以赛亚说：“你拿一个大牌子。”
And the Lord said to Isaiah, "Say, take a large scroll."
然后上面写着那个马黑尔沙拉哈。哈斯巴斯。
And then right on it with the man's pen concerning Maharsala Hashbaz.
意思就是说掳掠树林抢夺快盗。
And
这样的意思啊。
That is meaning. And it has its meaning.
有没有你那里应该有写。第一节有没有
That be the fullness of God. That God with us.
不是八章第一节有没有？你念一下。
Take a scroll and write it on it with a man's pen.
一呢
？Be the fullness of.
然后呢
？Be the scroll or paste it on.
啊，我真的没。
你没有？
没有。
好，写一个大牌子，好像广告牌一样。
And so to write on a large scroll like an advertisement.
向全世界广告。
And to
向
broadcast it to the world,
当时的百姓广告
to broadcast it to the multitude,
就是掳掠树林
that the
掳掠就是
the captivity
快到了
the time of captivity is about to come
然后抢夺快到了
and the time to take away is about to come
然后神叫他说你去回去跟太太同房
and so God said to Isaiah to go back to his wife and to let her have a child.
他们就生下一个孩子。
And so they bore a son.
这个是苦难中生下的孩子。
And this is a son, but born during the time of suffering.
他要把这个孩子名字取叫做掳掠快盗，抢夺快盗。
And so he's going to name this child that captivity is about to come and that things are to be taken away.
你要生一个孩子，你名字已经想很多了，都是想好的，没有说想一个要被人家抢，想一个要被人家杀的。
You have taken much consideration to think a name for your son, but here not never like one like this that you're that will be taken away and it will be killed.
以赛亚就这样做了。
And so does Isaiah.
我们再看耶利米书。
And let's look also at Jeremiah.
耶利米在十六章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 16.
圣经是没有记载说他是不是想结婚。
The Bible didn't record whether he wanted to get married or not.
但是正常人是想结婚的。
But a normal person would like to get married.
但是神说你不要结婚了。
But here God said, do not take for yourself a wife.
说你在这地方不可娶妻，生养儿女。
That you shall not take a wife, nor shall you have son or daughter in this place.
因为那个接下来有很大的苦难。
Because after this, there will be a gruesome death.
即使到以那个耶利米他一生就我们从这里看他后来被抓到了埃及去我们不晓他的下落但是他都没有娶妻
And so from this period until when he was taken captive into the land of Egypt that he did not take for himself a wife
这是神所定的娶太太是神所定的人间的第一件大事啊
And for a man to get married this is one of the greatest things in a man's person's life
但是他是神的工人
But he is the holy worker of God.
他是圣工人员。
He is a holy worker.
神说你不可以娶妻子。
And here God commanded him that you shall not take a wife nor have children.
这可能还好说一点呢。
And so maybe this is an easy saying.
我们看以西结书。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
二十四章。
Chapter 24.
当你结婚之后。
And after you marry.
你又跟你的太太感情又这么好。
And then you have this great relationship with your spouse, with your wife.
神也知道。
And God knows.
二十四章十五节。
Chapter 24, verse 15.
神的话又临到以西结，神跟他说。
So the Lord said to Ezekiel.
说人子啊，我要将你眼目所喜爱的忽然取去。
And he said, Son of man, behold, I will take away from you the desire of your eyes with one stroke.
但是呢，忽然取去，你切不可悲啊。哀哭泣也不可流泪，只可叹息，不可出声，不可办理丧事，头上能勒着头巾，脚上能穿着鞋，不可蒙着嘴唇，也不可吃掉上的食物。
And so he said, Yet you shall neither mourn nor weep, nor shall you tears run down, sign silence, make no mourning for the dead, bind your turban on your head, and put your sandals on your feet. Do not cover your lips.
他们要问神说神啊，为什么？
But he did not ask the Lord why.
因为他是圣工人员。
Because he is a holy worker.
神不是不晓得。
Not that God does not know.
神很晓得这个太太是他最爱的。
God knows very much that this wife of his is very dear.
神也不是说让他生病生了五六年去世。
And God is not like that. He gives this illness to him for 5-6 years.
是忽然。
But it came suddenly.
但是忽然离开之后你也不可悲哀哦。
But then suddenly it was taken away from him, but he shall not even weep.
也不能流泪。
And he shall not have any tears.
只可叹息啊。
But he can only sign in silence.
叹息又叫你不要出声。
But then to sign, he also tells you to sign in silence.
你会叹，你有过这个没有出声的叹息吗？
Have you ever had such a sign without any making any noise?
你看看，那个叹息就往肚子叹下去的了。
That if you sign without any noise, then it goes into your stomach.
没有声音的叹息。
This is a sign in silence.
然后你也不可以办理丧事。
And you shall make no mourning for the dead.
那你也要照常工作。
And you have to continue your work.
头上勒裹头巾，就是说照样绑着那个头巾，照样工作，脚上穿着鞋。照样工作。
And that to bind your turban on your head and put your sandal on your feet means that you must continue your daily life, your daily work.
不可蒙嘴也是要讲话。
And but you should not even close your lips. You have to continue to talk.
在那个时候，你一讲的话怎么样，会哭出来的，正常人啊。但是神说都不可以。
And so here, for a normal man, he probably weep. But here, God commands and say, "You shall not do any of these things."
就是 神在考验这个真正的先知他的顺服。
And so here God is testing this true prophet to see his submission.
他就把这事情告诉百姓了。
And so he tells this to the people.
他说我的妻子就死了。
And so my wife died.
那个晚上马上死啊。
And that night she died.
没有病啊。
And she has no sickness.
没有什么事啊。
Nothing.
平常人谁受不了啊。
And for a normal person, it's hard to bear.
他早上他就遵命而行。
But he listened to the command of God, and the next morning he does and continue what the word of God said.
以西结对他太太的死没有什么的疑问，或是没有什么样的提出什么质问，他只有说次日早晨我便遵命而行，神所讲的他全部做了。
And so he said that he woke up without any questioning on his wife's death, and he continued his life just as God has commanded him.
这是绝对服从。
And so this is total submission.
我们看何西阿书。
And let's look at Hosea.
第三二节到十一节。
Verse 2 to 11. Hosea
更惨啊。
Here Hosea is also in a very bad position.
神这样说，你去娶一个妓女来当太太。
He said, "Go find for yourself a harlot."
那起来之后呢，又生了两个孩子。
And then after you've taken yourself this wife, and you will bear children.
生了一个孩子，就要把他第六节啊，叫做罗路哈罗路哈玛。
And then her second child will be named Lo Ruhama.
Lo 就是没有哈，没有本怜悯呐。
And what it here means here is no mercy.
那第二个叫做罗阿米。
And then the third child is Lo Ami.
就是说这个不是门怜悯的，这个不是我的百姓。
And here it means that not my people.
好了，后来这太太又跑掉了。
And then this wife ran away.
跑掉之后神说你还要用钱把她买回来。
And then God commanded Hosea, said, "You must go purchase her back."
这些先知们通通做了。
And all these prophets do according to the word of God.
一个要生孩子，名字起着要给人家杀，要给人家赶。
And one has born a child, and his name is to be taken captive and to be killed.
一个不能娶太太。
And one prophet cannot marry.
一个爱妻马上死。
And one's beloved wife suddenly passed away.
一个要娶淫妇，淫妇跑掉要去买回来。
And one marries a harlot, and then the harlot ran away, and he has to go and buy her back.
他们做这些为什么？
Why is it that they all do these things?
因为神要叫他们当作百姓的预兆。
Because God wants to use them to teach the people.
因为他们是神的工人。
Because they are the holy worker of God.
我们看以西结书。
Let's look at Ezekiel.
以西结书二十四章。
Ezekiel chapter 24,
24节。
Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 24.
24节。
Verse 24.
以西结必这样为你们做预兆。
He said, "Thus Ezekiel is a sign to you."
是一个 sign, 是一个预兆。我们再看二十七节。
And let's also look at verse 27.
你必向逃脱人开口说话，不在雅各，你必这样为他们做预兆。
And say, "So thus you will, your mouth will be open to him who has escaped, and you shall speak and no longer be mute."
同样的，我们看以西结书四章第六节也是一样。
And also Ezekiel chapter 12, same thing. They are as a sign.
也是说，我要立你做以色列家的预兆。
That I will make you as a sign to the Israelites.
所以我们是圣工人员。
So we are the holy workers.
这是我们要学习的。
And this is what we must learn.
是要求神让我们有这种能力，是啊，或是这种德性。
And we also must ask God to have such strength.
我们今天是圣工人员。
Today we are holy workers.
也有这种自觉了。
That we must also have this recognition.
完全顺服。
That we must come to total submission.
绝对顺服神。
Total submission into the hands of God.
那这就要靠祷告。
And this comes through prayer.
因为在顺服之前是有挣扎的。
Because before submission, one must struggle.
你挣扎之后才能够跳过这个人的这个情欲。
And so when you have gone through the struggling, that you can overcome your human desire.
在挣扎的时候，我们跳过了人的软弱， 我们才会得到神真正的同
在。That through your struggle, you can overcome your weaknesses.
这叫祷告。
And this is through prayer.
我们再一起来祷告。
Now we like to pray.